That was the great Artie Shaw, Summit Ridge Drive, recorded on this day in 1940. And now we talk to the great Baynard Woods. Wasn't even alive in 1940, but he's senior editor at the city paper. Baynard, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Mark?
I'm good, man. I'm good. So,
hey, that was an interesting conversation y'all were just having, and it brought to mind the thing you were saying at the very end. The great Charles Bowden died this week, reporter from out in Arizona, and this great sentence that he wrote of, "I'm trapped in the great age of caution, of watch out, of fear, but I was blooded in the age of desire, of lust, and love."
Oh, and wow. Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
and, yes. And so we lost a real powerful voice for that this week. But the conversation y'all were having was super important.
And that's I'm glad you put that in there. I didn't know he passed away.
Yeah. Just in, you know, when he was covering the Mexican cartels, he had 14 death threats or something against
him. Right.
And he died of some. He got sick and went to the doctor and then just never got out a couple days later. And so they're not sure what it was. But a real sad thing.
So in the city paper, you have a great piece in there about what's happening under Route 83. It's just the photos are stunning and the story is important.
Yeah, so Joe Giordano, our J.M. Giordano, our staff photographer, he, you know, we can see from the windows of our building, we can see these tents there and the sun can see them. They're directly out the windows of the building here. And there came to be more and more tents and we really just thought we should, you know, how can we not go look and see how these people are living? And so Joe went down and spent some time with them and started taking photographs and getting their stories. One young guy is out there because he came out to his mom as gay and she wouldn't tolerate him any longer. And so he's out on the street. Another guy, one of the most horrible pictures we've had to run is the guy with the gangrene on his foot.
Yes.
Harrison Harvey. And it's just like, you know, and they keep sending him out of the doctors and the kind of lives that these people are living and putting together. They actually have rooms and stuff set up down there with very little. It really shows what something about ingenuity, but also about the lack of services and the lack of places to go and really the lack of justice that we can have in the city. And they're really powerful, moving pictures.
They are. And the story of the woman who was a model and a violinist and a dancer.
Yeah.
And yeah, all that was very powerful. And you had this Lexington, the Lexington Market story, which I think is a really important piece. I'm glad you all wrote that one. I mean, I think that's a story that has to be wrestled with, what the future is, who is going to be moved out, who it should be for. It was a great story.
Yeah, and that's a new writer for us, actually, Rachel Cohen. And she did a great job on it in comparing with the Reading Market in Philadelphia and what they're trying to. And it came out, you know, the day or so she was writing it, the day after that. National Geographic saying that if you want heroin, the Lexington Market is the place to be. And so really sort of looking at what it means when people are talking like that, when you have these plans to upscale it like the Reading Market. And then, yeah, who gets lost? And all of the vendors, the burgers, cookie vendors were really uncertain about what the future was. And they'd been there for 40 years. And so it's a thing that no one within the markets, it's being communicated to clearly. And so going around talking to people, there's a lot of uncertainty there.
There is. And it's a story because that story made me think that something we really want to cover is the future of Lexington Market and its past. I mean, I think a lot of people don't realize that was also at one point in its deep history, a slave market.
Yeah.
As well.
I mean, it's a 250-year-old market. And right. That says something about our city that we had, you know, slave markets right there at that point in the past.
So what else is happening in this paper? What culturally, what's popping out?
Yeah, so we've got some really good arts sections. I think the visual arts is one of our strongest sections in a long time. There are two great shows, Stephen Towns at the Gallery CA at the Creative Arts Building in Station North.
Amazing work.
And yeah, I mean, his paintings are just using this sort of icon style to, like Orthodox icon style to show the lives of contemporary African Americans. It's just really, they're beautifully painted, but also powerful in their suggestion and in the imagery. They're just amazing paintings. And then over at the Creative Alliance, they have the Chicanismo and Latinismo show up that Brett McCabe reviewed. And it's just, you know, it's a fascinating show dealing with what Chicano and Latino identity might mean to artists. Working here and all over, but in the 21st century. And so I feel like this is one of the weeks that our arts section really addresses some of the segregation in Baltimore's art scene, as well as in the city, and really sort of addresses some of the best work happening here right now. I mean, these are two of the strongest shows that have been up all year, and they both aren't shying away from having a political punch to them as well as an aesthetic one.
And I also, very quickly, have about a minute left here, but the Wandering Eye.
Yeah, so we've got a new bit that comes online every right. morning, The Wandering Eye, and it's our sort of roundup of news over the night, things that you may have seen online, things that other people are writing about and that may be slightly out of our purview, maybe slightly out of the city limits, or for me, it's a way to sort of talk about some of the art stuff going on elsewhere, but they're quick hits that we'll take a quick little stab at some of the things and a good way to get the morning started.
This is a great issue. I enjoyed what I've read online this morning and last night. Bernard Woods, senior editor of the City Paper. Thank you very much.
All right. Talk to you next week, Mark.
Very soon, man. Take care. All right. So pick it up. Just pop it out of the box. It's on the street corner, wherever you can get it, so you don't want to miss it. The Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. More information, www.mecu.com. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers, Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our intern is Sianna Greaves. Hear the show again, podcast, our past shows, find out about our guests. Please visit us on the web at steinershow.org. You can also listen to and download our podcast on iTunes. And for Public Radio, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.